This is The Party with Serene
and Pearl.
Get it right, P-O-D-D-Y.
Welcome one and all. We don't have a Danny today.
It was boring. It really was boring.
Okay, you do it.
Welcome, boys and...
Nah.
I felt corny like straight away and I couldn't pull it off.
Try to be Danny. Just... Channel him.
Gals and guys and seals and elephants, welcome to the party. Okay, that's enough. But we don't have a Danny, but we do have a KJ.
Yes.
So this is pretty exciting for
us. We actually kicked Danny out so that KJ could have preeminence.
Wow.
Yeah.
It makes me feel really special.
So KJ, we're just here to kind of hear your story.
Yeah.
I mean, you have, and get that mic close. Get close to the mic. You have such a powerful, I haven't heard it all, honestly. I've seen you all over social media. You are hilarious. You are crazy.
She wears a red hat.
You do weird stuff live and things go wrong, and that's why everyone loves you. So I've got caught bits and pieces of your journey, but we are here to hear it all because I know it's powerful, and I know that tens of thousands of people have responded to it, and their lives have been absolutely impacted. Yeah. I see it all the time. I'm like, Coach KJ changed my life through you sharing your story. Mm. So, and we're just here to.
And I need to hear it like for the first time.
Yeah, because she's
not,
I'm not on social media.
So, like,
you're not my follower.
Bring me.
All right.
Well, she is on our Trim Healthy Mama group page. Now she does lives, but she doesn't do social media like we all do. She doesn't have a news
I don't feed. Have a feed.
Yeah.
I just get on when I'm told.
So she says she's very fresh to your story. She hasn't heard a thing.
Yeah. Yeah. So my story is not super dramatic. It's, I think a lot of people relate to my story because I'm just an average girl who has struggled with food since the beginning. I have a history of food addiction that I didn't really admit that it was much of a problem until a few years ago, that it was actually an addiction for me until I was about 42. So going way back, I remember being 5 years old and having an uncle tell me I had a big butt at 5 years old. And I wasn't even really heavy. I just had back. I was just curvy, you know? But I had an uncle say that, and I had a grandmother say to me that I needed to lose weight or I'd never get married. Nobody's going to love a fat girl. That's what my grandmother said. And I had an uncle at 15 who sang a song to me when I'd walk in the room. He'd say, Kelly's got a big butt. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And I mean, that song has never left my head, and I'm 45. Okay. So nothing extreme, no abuse, no traumatic childhood, just moments of humiliation from friends and or not even friends, but kids in school. I had a kid who called me Bubbles because I was round like a bubble, he said. So I struggled with this my whole life, through being a teen. I remember laying in bed at night praying, God, I want to be skinny. I want to be skinny like the other kids. Why am I the fat girl in the room? I want to be skinny. I remember that prayer.
As a teen, had you gained weight at the time? Or was this just like back then there was so much bullying? I mean, I experienced bullying for different reasons.
Right.
No matter if you weren't the perfect Barbie doll in any area, kind of, you got bullied back in the, I don't know, was this the 80s?
It was, 90s, early 90s.
But so you were 5 years old and you had a cute little bottom.
Yeah.
So when you were a teenager, what had this developed into?
I was overweight.
You were overweight.
But I wasn't like grossly overweight. I wasn't obese. I was just curvier than the other girls. But I did have a food addiction. And I remember it back then. I remember coming home after school and before dinner, my parents were working. And so before dinner, I was in the house making myself a full meal an hour before dinner.
Do you think that played into it, though, the humiliation? Do you think that played into the food addiction?
Yeah, the food made me feel good. The food didn't argue with me or make fun of me. It just made me feel good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. So then, you know, fast forward a few years to adulthood, and I was overweight right from the time I got married, I was slightly heavier than I am right now, but I kept gaining and gaining and gaining. And that happened because I was doing things like way overeating, never feeling satisfied, and hiding food, a lot of hiding food,
even
sneaking
from your husband,
food. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm the grocery shopper, so mm-hmm. I would buy groceries, bring things home. I would put things in places that only I would have access to, that nobody's mm-hmm. going to see me eat two or three Hershey bars because it's in my special spot, and I would do it in another room. Mm-hmm. You know, another thing that I did a lot was I worked in healthcare for many years, and I would stop at Dunkin' Donuts and I would buy donuts for the team, but I would buy myself a breakfast sandwich and a donut and probably a iced coffee thing that was like 1,000 calories. And I would enjoy that on the way to work. And then I would get to work and be, hey, you guys, I brought donuts. I'm just going to have one. Yeah. Because they didn't just see me eat all of this food on the way. I would sneak food all the time. I was living off fast food. My husband worked a different shift than me, so I could eat whatever I wanted. I didn't have to prepare a meal for the family. I would feed my kid whatever she wanted out of the freezer, and I would eat fast food. Or
can I ask you something? Yeah. Then was this a physical hunger, or was this it was something in your mind needing to be soothed and satisfied, or was
yes,
it both?
Ma'am.
What
no,
do you think?
It was something in my mind. And I know now that it was my, I had a faith in Christ as a follower of Christ, but I know that it was my walk with Christ that was lacking. I know that now. Mm-hmm. I didn't know that then. Mm-hmm. I was filling my need. Mm-hmm. You know, I didn't have true joy. Mm-hmm. I was getting it through food.
Right. Oh,
okay.
Wow.
So it's your comfort, your absolute comfort.
Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah.
Even though food is a comfort to me, but I certainly didn't have to hide it. So yeah, this was more than a normal comfort.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah. Yeah. And so I would start a diet on Monday. I was, you know, today I am going to do keto, or I am going to do Weight Watchers. Whatever. I would pick something and I was going to kill it. This was the one that was going to get me where I wanted to be. Didn't care about health. I just wanted to lose weight. That's all I wanted. I wanted to be a smaller size. And so I would start on Monday. I'd do okay. Tuesday, I might do okay. Wednesday, somebody at work was ordering Chinese food and I was right there. I was right there. Yeah. And by the middle of the week, I had the mindset of, you know what? Life is short. Mm-hmm. I'm just going to go ahead and eat this and enjoy it. And I'll get back to it Monday. And I mm-hmm. followed that cycle constantly for years. I'd almost binge on Sunday night because I knew Monday was coming and I was getting healthy.
Yeah.
But you said something that kind of intrigued me. Because, okay, two health geek nuts here raised in, we're third generation crunchy, okay? So we were raised in it. So hearing you say that, I wanted to understand this mindset of I didn't care about healthy. So you would have the sugary 1,000 calories Dunkin' Donut drink and the donuts. And obviously now I think we're going to get to a place when we're going to hear that you do care about healthy. But what is the mindset of someone, maybe you're obviously not third generation crunchy, but how do you not care about the health? Like, what are the thought processes? I'm just so curious.
And
I
I'm
know
quiet too,
because like
there's
this.
So many questions going off in my head.
I know,
head.
I'm sorry I'm interrupting, but I have to know. I have to know because I haven't experienced that, and many people obviously do. So I want to get into your head mm-hmm. of not caring about health. What is what are those thoughts?
I'm going to die anyway. That life is short, and I don't want to take all the good things away. I want to enjoy my really calorie laden drinks and cake and cookies and chips and Hot Pockets were my jam. Okay. I was going to eat them because someday, I used to say all the time to friends, someday I'm going to be laying on my deathbed next to a vegan. I'm going to be happy I ate the cheeseburger.
Right.
That's what I used to say all the time.
So you never thought, because I'm just getting into like putting my head next to your head in the past. I'm thinking you never had these thoughts in your head like, I want to rock it at 80. You never like thought of like being vibrant at 80, right?
No.
Yeah.
Did you have any health issues emerging?
Definitely emerging, which was another thing I hid a lot. You know, I lied, flat out lied to my husband when he never mentioned my weight, but he always said, I'm worried about your health. I'm worried about your health. And I'd say, my numbers are fine. fine. The doctor says my A1C is fine. My blood pressure's fine. All that's fine. I was on blood pressure meds and I was being threatened by the doctor to get it together, or I was going on diabetic medication because I was pre-diabetic. Okay. My A1C was coming up and up. My cholesterol was high. All of it was high, but I was keeping that tight because I was going to fix it. I just didn't know how or when. I'd figure it out when I had no choice but to figure it out. Okay. But for now, I'm going to eat Hot Pockets.
Wow. And can we go back really quickly, just a tiny little bit, about the whole comfort thing? Because, you know, I think there is a scary pitfall that people can fall into when it's been such a all-consuming comfort, like a desperation comfort, so that when they get healed of that, they don't want any comfort from food, you know? And I feel like healthfully we've kind of enjoyed comfort. Like, we look forward to our next meal. You know, I just look at my nursing babies, you know, and they've got no other, you know, no kind of culture voices in their head or anything. And you can tell it's not just getting a full belly. There's comfort involved in all of that. So I know, you know, God's heart for food is comfort as well as sustenance. So where do we all find the balance in that?
Well, I'd love to know where you found it, but that's kind of end of story. But just give us a preview to that now. Do you still, I guess your question is, Serene, do you find comfort in foods now?
Or are you scared of finding comfort in food?
For a while, I was scared of finding comfort. I've found that balance now where I can enjoy food, and it's okay for me to find comfort. And I understand that too, that God gave us food as a comfort measure at times, and that's okay. But my ultimate comfort is in Christ now.
So maybe the word is fulfillment. Like, it's okay to get comfort, but you don't want your fulfillment in food.
Yeah, that's a great way to say it.
I love that, Serene.
Mm. Yeah.
Okay, carry on. Sorry, I'm just like all...
Well, you're bringing up a lot of good topics there, but where were we at? You were hiding things from your husband, your health markers. Yeah.
Yeah, so the last time that I went to the doctor, I was about, I think it was 42. And he kind of threatened, basically, you know, you need to get this under control or I need to put you on medication. Your blood pressure meds are going up. We're talking about statins at 42. And I decided to, okay, I'll try something else. What am I going to try? I had done Trim Healthy at one point and lost 30 pounds and then fell off the wagon a few years before and stayed off the wagon, said I was tired of every plan. So then I thought, all right, I'm going to give it another shot. And I made a post on the Facebook group that was...
Why did you choose to give Trim Healthy another shot?
Why was
because
it Trim Healthy?
Because it worked once before and I enjoyed it.
Okay.
I enjoyed it.
You actually stuck to it longer than the others?
Yeah.
Then?
Yeah. Okay. It was the one plan that I had stuck to for probably, I think, 6 months, which was the longest I had ever stuck to anything other than overeating. So I'd stuck to that for 42 years. I made a post on the Facebook page and it was and I didn't realize when I was writing it what a cry for help it was, but I just took a selfie of just me sitting on the couch and I look back at that picture. My eyes were dead inside. I was broken. And I just said, here we go again. I'm going to try it once again. I've got to do something. My doctor says I have to do something. I need to get this right this time. And I said, from now on, when I'm struggling, I'm going to tell myself what I tell my daughter. I'm going to ask her, but did you die? And that resonated with a lot of people. I'm not going to die if I make a healthy choice. And the post got a lot of... you know, comments and support.
I remember it. But can I ask you something? Because when people make, I see those sorts of posts and I distinctly remember yours. When people make those cries of desperation, it's so vulnerable. I mean, you were honest, right? You'd been hiding things and you were honest. Did you, all the encouragement that you got and it resonated and people were like, yes, you can do this and we're here for you. Did you need that or was your post itself saying, no, I'm going to do this? If you had not gotten one comment, would you be here or was it just you saying this and all of that was beautiful, but it didn't matter?
No, I would not be here if it hadn't been for the support of the women on that page. Really? There's no way. I'd have been back to, well, I was drinking 12 cans of Diet Coke a day. I know, go ahead and gasp. It's horrible. I'd have been back to that by Wednesday.
Her mouth is open, but she's not gasping.
I'd have been back to that by Wednesday if it hadn't been for the women on that page that I started getting messages. I am totally right there with you. Let's do this. Can I be your accountability partner? I'm praying for you. Just message after message after message.
We have and is that your whole foundational brain space behind wanting to be a coach now too? Is that community. Without accountability, without that support group,
100%.
It would have been Wednesday again.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness. See, I had no idea.
Yeah.
That I didn't know. Sometimes I think just the fact that they're posting means they're going to do this, but you wouldn't be here without those women.
No.
So our groups are so powerful. Our community is so powerful.
Yeah. Yeah,
life and we have changing. The most beautiful woman in the world.
I know.
Yeah. So keep going. So what happened?
So the next day I made another post and I said something foolish. I don't even know what. And it got more support. It just kept going and going. And one day I don't even remember what it was that I posted. Some recipe I had made. And somebody said, I wish I could tweak recipes like that. And I said, well, I'll cook it live. And so I did. I went live. My hair, I didn't brush my hair. I was wearing my pajamas. My hair was standing up
Welcome
on end.
To me.
No makeup. Like it was a little psycho, to be honest. And so I went on and I did a live and I cooked something. And a bunch of people said, man, I loved that. That was so helpful to me. Can you do it again?
Yeah.
Guess. And so I did it again and then again. And it started to get to the point where people were wanting me to do it every day. So I decided that that's when I decided to create my Facebook business page.
That's great.
I called it Joyful Life with KJ because I tried to be fun in my videos. Joy
I think people
was
really
bubbling
responded
up.
To the reality. You know, I click on your post because I will see you with disheveled hair and making a face that no one would when they pose for a camera. And I'm like, I love this woman. But okay, so when you started, we're not going to like talk about, you know, exact pounds lost and all that, but how unhealthy were you obesity-wise? Yeah. Were you an official obesity category?
I was 251 pounds.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, it was my heaviest.
Did you have days, so you said on that first post, you said, but will I die, right? Was that it?
Yeah, right. I'm trying to understand that line. Can you fill me in on that line?
When I was making the hard choices, cutting out the Diet Coke, going through serious detox, like serious detox. I had to keep telling myself, okay, I got through another day. I didn't die.
Right.
I made hard choices and I'm okay. I didn't die. I can do this. I can do this. And people telling me, keep going, keep going, keep going.
When did the real resolve happen? Was it on that first day or did it build? Did it strengthen? Because now I see you in your posts and you have thousands of women following you and you're encouraging them, but will you die? And they're all embracing it, right? KJ didn't die. I'm not going to die.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. But were you a little baby stepper at that time and didn't realize the power and still could have fallen off on Wednesday? Or when did you realize I'm not falling off on Wednesday? When was it?
Yeah, it was probably, I downloaded a tracker on my phone that said how many days I had gone on plan. And it would just count up every day. And I as it started to go up and up and up, and it was up to about 60 days, I thought, I've gone 60 days without anything off plan.
Wow.
Why? I'm not resetting this tracker. It's going to keep going. Today it's at 1100 days that I haven't had anything off plan.
Wow.
So as it kept going and the encouragement kept coming in and the support kept coming in, I just started to recognize how much different my journey was this time by staying 100% on plan.
Can I ask you about that? Because I see you help so many women that need that. I personally, you've seen, you know who I am. If I'm on a vacation or if I bake something, I will have off-plan meals. I don't even need them, but I just choose to do that.
But you
won't
have a big cheeseburger and fries. You might have a little slice of tiramisu end of salmon and broccoli.
But if someone makes, I'm just different, but I didn't have a food addiction. So what I want to ask you is, so many women resonate with what you're doing. But is that because you require that? Do you think, what would happen if you went off plan or you're just not there yet? But do you think because you were so addicted to food, it's almost like an AA thing here where...
100%. I think it would be Wednesday all over again for me. I know for me, I am one bite away from disaster. I know that.
It's really like an alcohol, like a foodism.
Absolutely.
Sugar
Absolutely.
Is a drug. And sometimes there is that, you know, chemical.
Yeah, well, some people can have a glass of wine. Some people cannot have a glass
right.
of wine.
Exactly. And I know wow. that now after watching myself take that bite and falling in that pit mm-hmm. over and over and over. Mm-hmm. I know this time is different. Now that I'm 100% on plan, I don't crave anything else. Mm-hmm. I crave Trim Healthy Treats. Mm-hmm. I don't have these obsessive thoughts about food. I'm not constantly thinking, when's my next meal? When am I going to eat? When am I going to eat?
So
what can I eat?
So interesting, because it's like the decision and to stick on plan and keep that tracker going and not having to reset it. But it's also the fact that you're not putting in the certain foods that make those chemical connections
exactly.
with those addictive chemicals.
Exactly.
And, yeah.
Exactly.
Neurochemicals.
Neural pathways.
Do you have one following you that do have their food freedom is to have the occasional thing?
Sure.
Or do you have a lot of women that have the same stronghold addictions?
Yeah, I have it's a balance of both. I do have women that can do an 80-20 or a 90-10, or they can go have a treat and be okay. Yeah. And there's grace. There's
okay,
grace.
Okay, so you don't say that's not the way. Mm-hmm. No.
But you know there's a group of women
right.
that are in your shoes, right?
Right.
And I do want to say, you know, that interesting... It's a great descriptive comment, you know, but did I die? You know, and the purist in me is like, wow, see, that's the very thing that you were preventing yourself. You know, like you're worrying, like, would it kill me, you know, to not go and like have the donut at, you know, Dunkin' yeah. Donut and to not have the 12-pack of diet soda. But the fact is that the very thing that you felt was going to kill you and changing was the thing that was going to keep you alive. And let's hear now, what is your A1C like? And have you, can yeah. I hear some of the
it's
results?
And in the fours, I know
really?
That.
Oh yeah. My goodness. And you know, wow. and we're about getting healthy. There's a trim part that comes with it. So when did you see weight loss? What did it happen?
I hope it was slow. We're all, yeah. we're like a psycho slow police right
yeah.
now.
Yeah, so it was probably let me think. It was about a year, I guess, that I lost 70 pounds.
Wow.
You lost it in 70 in a year.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
And then,
it's
and
fast.
I've been
that's kind of fast.
It is fast. I'm like amazing body. With caution.
But sometimes when you are heavier,
yeah,
on the heavier side,
faster.
It's hard to slow it
yeah.
down.
Yeah, the first 50 came off yeah. quick. The last 20 came off real slow.
It's a lot of probably the yeah. first 50. There's a lot of inflammation involved
yeah.
in that too.
I want to say something though. Boy, we love butting in. But we're going to get yeah. to here.
Butt right in.
Oh my goodness, the clock's wrong. It says we've only been 22 minutes. Okay, good. Oh, because this is such an exciting story. Okay, so I had a good question. Oh, mine was, you know, I'm sitting here talking about, well, some of us can go on off plan, you know, off plan and we're all fine. But I'm sitting here next to Serene. You've never, ever, ever, ever been off plan. So really, you're living Serene's life. And I think to myself, but that's just so hard to sustain. I'm thinking, Pearl, look at your sister.
No, but the thing is that to me, it's not because I have a chemical addiction to that. To me, it's like because I can't wrap my head around it being a treat. My brain is so wired that if I know there's chemicals that are destroying things in my body, how can I feel treated?
It's not a treat.
And so my brain
right?
can't wrap around it. And if my brain can't wrap around it, I can't enjoy it.
Exactly.
Yeah. I'd rather yeah. almost, like, I'm better now. I'm more relaxed where maybe I would eat a piece of tiramisu for a get $1 million for my family to set them up for life. But like a couple of decades ago, I would have refused.
Refused
be like,
a million
I couldn't
dollars?
Eat the, couldn't eat the square of tiramisu. I was that psycho. Hopefully I relaxed.
I use a lot of phrases to keep myself and other women going. And one of the things I say all the time is there is no reason to go off plan. That's one of the things I say all the time. I have it on magnets and everything. There's no reason to go off plan. Why would I? If I want tiramisu, I'll make a healthy one.
There you go.
I don't have a reason. And I have, you know, I will have women say things like, but so-and-so brought over a meal for our family. I can't say no. Why can't you? If you were allergic to peanuts and they brought you peanut butter, you wouldn't shove it in your face.
That's so true. And so many people could get blessed by that meal they brought over.
Right.
You know, there's
I
so
don't
many
have
people
to eat
that,
it.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah. It's not my food.
And
that's
even
somebody
the fact
else's
that
food.
They brought it over, that blessed you. The
Absolutely.
Heart connection. It's like when they walk out the door, you're just like, what a great person. Look what they did that. Let me
yeah.
go bless my neighbor.
Right.
You know?
Right. I make a choice that no matter what situation I'm in, I will find something on plan.
But can I ask you, and your face is out there now, and a lot of people follow you, and they know you for But Did I Die, right? But do you ever have days where you're like, I'm vulnerable to caving right now? Me, the great KJ, I could totally lose it. Do you have those days, or are you kind of past that?
No. They're way less common than they used to be. The cravings are not there like they used to be. But I have moments. For me, it's when I'm agitated about something, when something like something I'm working on and I feel agitated, I want to get something. I want to get my hands into something. And I have a lot of Bible verses that I think about and stuff like that now that I try to. And a big part of my journey is I have a tribe of sisters that's a close-knit group of 14 of us. We call ourselves the Shrinking Sisters. And I go to them and I tell them when I'm struggling and they encourage me. And they'll say things to me like, did you die? Yes. No, I didn't.
Isn't it so good how we still have to remind ourselves of those things, and yet we're given the license to by God. Like every morning is new. Sometimes I still feel shameful that, you know, as leader of Trim Healthy Mama, that I'm just not arrived in every area. But then then Serene always encouraged me. He's like, but Pearl, did you stay in that? No, you pulled yourself out. You put on the good thoughts.
We're going to be in the battle for our whole entire life. As long as there's an enemy out there, he's going to try and shoot darts. But as long as you win, as long as you put your shield up, fantastic. Let him shoot all day long. Boom, 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 boom. Like, I get excited about that. Like, bring on the war. Let me fight the enemy all day. Let me shove out those crazy thoughts. Yeah. Every day I have to shove out crazy thoughts, but I kind of just think that's part of the life.
Tribe is so important, though. Serena and I there would be no Trim Healthy Mama without us. We're our own tribe, you know? And the amount of times you've encouraged me, Serena, I've encouraged you. And and then, you know, you even saying that the small group of 14, I mean, Christ had his 12, you know? Yeah. There's always that inner group, and then it spreads out, and then those people need to find their inner groups. And it's just so important.
There needs to be an inner group.
There really you have does. To be part of something to be accountable. You don't, like you would even say, you don't have to pay a coach, but if you don't, you need to be part of some sort of support system, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. That part of this journey is what has really changed my life this time, is recognizing the need for community and support. The plan is great. I can follow the plan. I can learn it and do it. But sticking to it takes another and level of support.
Before Pearl jumps in with another question, let me jump in before her. So, you know, we're talking about community, the importance of support. Oftentimes that's not your husband and your children. Mm-mm. Many times it's not.
Right.
In our family, isn't necessarily, you know. My husband hasn't read the book. He's actually getting into like a major health kick right now for his own, like out of it, not just me like saying, oh, you really should. It's really him, and it's so exciting. And that's where it's always, right? When somebody makes that decision themselves. But anyway, my point being is, what does your husband think? And is he at all interested in health? Is he excited about your health turnaround? Oh, yeah. What about your children? Do they, any of the examples kind of trickling down? Just to talk a little bit about that.
The examples trickle down. I don't push my family at all with the plan. They are not on plan. They're about 0% on plan. I still buy their treats for them that they want. I it's not my food. I buy their food for them. I have my food. I tweak my meals. I will make two separate meals if I have to. And
can
it's not that hard.
Can I just interrupt you to say this thing? I really think it's a major point that needs to come across. So many people don't do the plan because they're like, I can't get my full family on board. If I have to cook their meal, I'm going to have to eat that meal. You know, and I just think it's so encouraging for you saying here right now that you don't need 1% on board for you to make a decision for yourself. It's
I'm
powerful.
Sure, though, that you can share a protein source or something like that, right?
Yeah, we often share protein source, but even that, a lot of times I will tweak because they'll want something like shake and bake.
Yeah.
And I'll make mine a little bit different. It takes me an extra 2 minutes. I make them mac and cheese as a side. I have a can of green beans. It took me 2 minutes.
Yeah.
It wasn't that hard.
I do the same thing for my husband.
Yeah, it's not that hard. One thing that really resonated with folks when I first started is I did a video walking around my house. It was around Halloween, and there was some candy in that house.
I need to come to your house and do an exorcism.
Whatever that. There was a...
Each to their own, right? I'm imagining right. myself buying my children mac and cheese and candy, and I'm having the shakes in every cell. But each to their own. I love that you have pulled this off. I just love yeah. it. And I love that there's been no excuses mm-hmm. that you haven't had to have your family on board. And because yeah. of that, I'm swallowing all that I'm hearing about the shake and the bake.
The shake and the bake.
And the bake.
Trim Healthy Mama. Product news and notes.
Baobab is so powerful at creating more diversity in the gut, creating more healthy microbes, and it does it faster than any other substance on this earth. It creates a whole nother world in your gut. Now that leads to better immune health.
So we've been talking to a doctor lately, some amazing new discoveries in baobab. I mean, we knew it was so high in antioxidants, so high in so many vitamins and minerals.
This doctor was saying, we understood that it's helping so many people because of its gut modulating effects. This doctor himself, a renowned doctor, is having startling results in helping people get over long haul COVID because of actually encouraging them to use baobab.
So what they've found out about baobab now, amazingly, is that it also has EGCG. Which is that thing found in green tea extract that makes green tea extract the boss.
You know? EGCG has been the most studied substance yes. on cancer fighting
right.
that there is.
But baobab has it as well in such a bioavailable way. And of course, we're finding out that EGCG is so powerful in treating the long haul COVID. Super high amounts of vitamin C in the baobab and the zinc and all of these supportive nutrients that makes the EGCG just the icing on the cake, which makes it a powerhouse for long haul COVID.
Get your baobab boost powder at trimhealthymama.com.
This is The Party with Serene
and Pearl.
Get it right. It's PODDY.
Yeah, I walked around my house and took a video of what was in my house. And there was a big, one of those big orange buckets full of Reese's. There was like 250.
Oh, I'm zipping my lips. Reese's. Yes.
Everywhere. The cabinets are full of junk. You know, my poor family's going to listen to this. Now everybody thinks we're terribly unhealthy. It's not, you know, my daughter recognizes things. Now she's 16.
Yeah.
I will not force her because...
No, she's past that
emotionally
point.
It's yeah. difficult.
Yeah.
You know, and I know the things that were not by my parents, but friends, things that were said to me, how damaging they were. I won't do that to her.
Right.
She will make her own choices. Yep. Yeah. I try to guide her the best that I can. And she's very wise with her like portion control. And
I think the difference is that, you know, if you haven't raised your family from the get go in that, and then you doing a 360 and forcing it on them, that's the difference. You see, that's
but do they? What does your husband think about your health transformation?
Oh, he's constantly sending me an old photo. This was 3 years ago. Look at this. Can you believe this? He's so,
so
proud
in that
of
way
me.
He's supportive.
Oh yes, yeah. He's very very supportive of my journey and my coaching. Yeah. He's very supportive.
I love
he
that.
He just isn't going to. I mean, he's had a piece of Esther's cake, and his response was. It wasn't terrible.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, but he's going to default to.
Yeah, he's a purist, sugar purist. Yeah. So, but let me ask you about coaching then.
That's so true.
Did you ever, obviously, when you made that post and you were just so vulnerable, coaching anyone was the furthest thing from
oh
your
my
mind, right?
Oh, gosh.
So, yes. How did that happen?
So, these women that kept commenting on my live videos. There was a group that kept commenting and, are you a coach? Are you a coach? You should be a coach. You're so encouraging. And I was like, yeah, right. I'm not a coach. And I used to say things like, have you seen me? I haven't lost all my weight. I can't be a coach. That was
Can
my
I
mindset.
Say, Pearl and I have been talking. We talked on the way home last night. We've been talking all week. We're like, we don't want... size 4 little muscle bound coaches who haven't had to struggle with metabolic
well, actually,
issues.
We don't mind them
if, no,
they, if
they are
be,
that's
but
fine
that's who they are.
But we're trying to say, what do real women in a struggle need? A woman who's been in the trenches, a woman who's been crying, having those yes. desperate prayers out to the Lord, the woman that have been like, I've tried everything, you know, everything's against me, my thyroid is against me, I've got PCOS, I've got this and I've got that, to have walked through the same issues as them. It doesn't matter if you're not into like some kind of like little perfect size that you want to build one day. It's the fact that you have victory in areas you've struggled and you've overcome, and that's what people need.
Yeah, yeah. And that's what the women on my page were telling me. And eventually they raised money and paid for my coaching certification.
Oh, I had no idea of that. Oh, excuse me. Let me take a minute.
Oh, that's beautiful.
They bought me a blanket and took all their photos. It's my prized possession.
And they were the ones that pushed you into it. You were like, I can't do that. Look at me and these women.
They raised enough money to pay for my coaching certification. Mm-hmm. And that was all they were trying to raise. And what they ended up raising enough for was that and the top-notch iMac to be able to coach with. Like they raised.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, it's insane.
Sorry, that's just a bit much for me. No, we just have such beautiful hearts, but they were just saying you're the one we want to listen to.
But that's the cry though, because they need they know what people need. Mm-hmm. You know?
Yeah.
They know what
they
people
said,
need.
Mm-hmm. Your story is my story and you've figured this out. I need to learn from you. Yeah. And so I did my very first coaching group, had 140 women in it, which blew my mind because I thought like two, we're gonna sign up.
Well, hold on, is that because they were just watching your recipe lives?
That's where it came
Sorry, I've got to wipe the tears away. Yeah. But I do have to say, though, you do have some. Okay, so your talent, the people why they're drawn to you, you on camera, you just throw everything out there. Okay, so you're very real.
Mm-hmm.
But that I've also tasted some of your darn recipes. And they're literally phenomenal. You have.
Was it you that made those autumn balls? Who made those autumn balls? They're delicious.
She took our no carb easy
bread. I took the whole thing off of that potluck table and just like confiscated it.
She took our no carb easy bread and made it like 100 and something recipes of it. The download books on her website. Like, no, you actually are. You shouldn't sell yourself short because the way you can create recipes is actually pretty out there.
And there's a special way you connect with people. There really is. You
know, well, one of the
funny
ways
that you never wanted to be a coach.
No, and creating recipes was the farthest thing.
Oh, you didn't even know you could do it?
No. I grew up eating SpaghettiOs. I didn't know I could cook. And
you didn't know you could cook. So
I love that.
No. And it all happened on camera in front of people. People were like, wow, I didn't know you could use that for this. And I was like, well, neither did I, but it worked.
Well, that's the thing is that you had an open canvas you didn't have all the rules of like, well, this goes with that and this matches that and this spice really goes with that spice. Who cares? You had creative freedom.
Exactly.
I love your story because it resonates with Serena and I, because when we launched Trim Healthy, we didn't have an agenda, we didn't know anything, we did everything wrong.
Pizza pies, everything was wrong.
We didn't try to be a company. People asked us to be a company. We didn't try to everyone asked us to do the things, and it was just fulfilling a need. Like,
yes,
it's happening. I think that's why it's resonating so much. Mm-hmm. I didn't know all this stuff that happened to you.
Yeah.
As you sit here as KJ, you said to me before we started, I said, should we call you Kelly or should we call you KJ? And you said something to me that I want to hear. I want the listeners to hear this.
So there was a time in my life where Facebook got very overwhelming and political, and I'm a fighter on Facebook. It was a major fault of mine. I would get on there and argue with anybody who would listen. And so I had a Facebook page, Kelly York, and I decided
diet related or no?
No, this was before anything Trim
Healthy.
This
was when you were eating milkshakes.
Yes.
And stuff.
Yes.
Okay.
So I decided to get rid of Facebook. I decided I needed to just step away because I was angry all the time. All the political things, it was wrecking me. And I was constantly mad. Mm. And so I just got rid of Facebook. And then when I decided to try Trim Healthy again, I'm like, but I need that Facebook page. I'm going to create a new Facebook profile. I'm going to call it KJ, because my name is Kelly Jean. KJ York. I'm not going to friend anybody. I'm only going to be on that Facebook page as KJ. And then people started to recognize me as KJ. And now I am KJ. And when somebody calls me Kelly, I'm like, I don't know who that is. It's not me anymore.
Your husband call you Kelly?
No. Yes, he calls me Kelly. He won't call me KJ. Yeah. That's weird for him. But and it's okay. He usually just says, hey, you know, so it's fine. But
I know if my husband
calls
me my name, we're in an argument. So if it's not honey.
Yeah.
Or if it's not baby and it's Pearl, I'm like, what did I do wrong?
So now I'm KJ. And when somebody calls me Kelly, it's very weird to me because that's not who I am anymore. And most importantly, spiritually, I'm a very different person than I was 3 years ago. My walk with God has completely changed. And that started because I needed exercise. I needed to get on the treadmill. And I thought, how can I get the accountability that I've gotten off my Facebook page on the treadmill? I can't just get on there and talk. What am I going to talk about while I'm on the treadmill? I thought, well, I could read the Bible.
Yeah.
So I started reading the Bible live. We called it treadmill devotions.
I love that.
Yeah. And I walked every day.
So smart.
I tripped. I fell. I dropped my phone. It went flying across the room. It wasn't super safe. So after 1 year of treadmill devotions, I do joyful daily devotions. Is my third year. We read the chronological Bible every single morning without fail for 3 years. Oh. And that has changed my life. That has really changed my journey.
Because the word is inside you.
It is.
And I want to encourage you to do like squats with Proverbs. We're going to move into this.
Squats with Proverbs with KJ.
Squats with Proverbs.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's going to be Serene and KJ.
Deadlifts with Daniel, you know.
There was, you know, the verse in Psalms about you're fearfully and wonderfully made.
Yeah.
I've heard that verse a million times. I also struggled really badly with self-image and walking by the mirror and being disgusted, whether I was losing weight or not. I was disgusted in what I saw. And the second time reading through the Bible, when I read that verse, I just kind of stopped in my tracks and I thought, I'm fearfully and wonderfully made. I'm fearfully and wonderfully made. I am made by a mighty creator.
Yes.
Who am I to walk by a mirror and say, ooh, to God's creation? Yeah. And I started doing things like walking outside and looking at the trees and thinking, look at that amazing, beautiful creation. The same God that made that designed me.
Yes.
And I'm insulting it.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And if somebody sung that big bubble butt song to me, I'd be complimented, because it's all I'm wanting is a little shape, right? And so it's like this fearfully, you know, the tall drinks of water, they have the inferior complex of like, so it's like we can all have that terrible image of like needing to accept what God has given us.
Can I ask you something then? You said that reading the word has just like, and it's living inside of you. Mm-hmm. I mean, he says it is. And I asked you earlier, you know, you didn't care about health. Do you feel like knowing that you're fearfully and wonderfully made, has that changed to what you care about, what you put in your body health-wise?
So much so. So much so. To the point where I've been in a stall for almost 2 years. Mm. My body weight will not move. And I still have not gone off plan. Mm. Because it's not about the size I am or the weight I lose. It's about honoring my God with my choices.
Oh, that's
end
huge.
Of story.
That is huge.
I am going to honor him with what goes in my mouth, no matter what.
Yeah.
Oh,
to
my God.
Choose
goodness.
Life this day.
So good. Yeah. This has been so good. Hey, where do people find you?
Yes. Joyful Life with KJ on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, a website, joyfullifewithkj.com.
I love it.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.
Wow, that was awesome. Trim Healthy Mama.